Chapter 4 Anne's Mistakes. One day, Marilla announced, "I'll ask the new vicar, Mr. Allen, and his wife to my tea party on Wednesday." Anne was very excited. Mrs. Allen is beautiful, and she has a sweet smile. "I'd like to make a cake for her. Can I, please?" "All right, you can make a cake for her," said Marilla. Wednesday finally came, and everyone was sitting around having tea. Marilla had made many small cakes to go with Anne's special cake. "These are very good cakes, Mrs. Cuthbert," said Mrs. Allen. "It was my pleasure," said Marilla, "but I didn't make all of them. Here, try this one. Anne made it especially for you." Mrs. Allen took the cake and ate some. Suddenly, there was a strange look on her face. "Is anything wrong?" asked Marilla. Quickly, she ate a piece of Anne's cake. "Oh no, Anne! What did you put in this cake?" Anne's face turned red. "What's the matter? Don't you like it?" asked Anne. "Like it? It's horrible," Marilla said. "Don't eat any more, Mrs. Allen. Anne, you put my medicine in this cake." "Oh, I didn't know," said Anne. "It was white and in a bottle. I thought it was milk." Anne felt tears in her eyes, and she ran upstairs to her bed. She did not come down to say goodbye to the Allens. After everyone left, Marilla came up to Anne's room. "Oh, Marilla," cried Anne, "I'm so embarrassed." Marilla smiled and wiped the tears from Anne's face. "Mrs. Allen wasn't angry," said Marilla. "She said it was very kind of you to make her a cake." Anne stopped crying. "Oh, she's forgiven me, hasn't she? She's so nice." Then Anne frowned. "Why do I always make mistakes like this?" "Oh, you'll make plenty more mistakes," said Marilla with a smile. "You're very good at making mistakes." One April evening, Marilla came home late after visiting friends. She went upstairs to see Anne. "Don't look at me, Marilla," Anne cried. "I know I'm bad. I know I am." "What's the matter?" asked Marilla. "Oh, Marilla, I just want to die," sobbed Anne. "Look at my hair." Then Marilla noticed that Anne's red hair was now a horrible dark green. "Oh, Anne," yelled Marilla, "what have you done now?" Anne explained as she tried not to cry. "I bought a bottle of something from a man who came to the door. He said it would change my hair from red to black. Oh, it was stupid of me to believe him." Marilla washed Anne's hair again and again, but it was still green. Anne stayed at home for a whole week. She didn't see anybody except Marilla and Matthew. At the end of the week, Marilla finally said, "I'm sorry, Anne. but you can't stay home forever, and you can't go to school with green hair. We'll have to cut it all off." "I guess you're right," said Anne sadly. "Maybe this will teach me not to think about being beautiful." The next day at school, everyone was surprised to see Anne's hair so short. They asked what happened, but Anne didn't say anything. In just a few weeks, Anne started growing some new, darker red curls. This made Anne happy. That summer, Anne and her friends played by the river. They found an old boat there. Anne had an idea. "Let's imagine that I am a prisoner, and I'm escaping from prison by boat," Anne told her friends. "I'll hide in the boat, and the river will carry it down to the bridge. You pretend to be my family, and wait by the bridge." The other girls agreed, so Anne got on the boat. Then they pushed the boat into the river. Anne was very excited about being a prisoner. Suddenly, however, she felt wet. There was water in the bottom of the boat. Water was coming into the boat, and it was sinking. Anne looked around quickly. She saw some trees by the river. She jumped up and caught a branch. Anne's friends were waiting on the bridge. They saw the boat come around the corner and sink. They were afraid because they did not see Anne. "Anne's drowned," they screamed. The girls ran to the village to get help. Poor Anne was in trouble. She was hanging by her arms from a branch over the river. "I've got you!" Suddenly, she heard a familiar voice. Anne saw Gilbert Blythe in his boat. Quickly, he helped Anne into the boat. When they arrived at the bridge, Anne got out of the boat and turned away. "Thank you," she said coldly. "Anne," he said quickly, "I'm sorry I called you carrots. It was a long time ago. I think your hair is really nice now. Can we forget it and be friends?" For a second, Anne wanted to say yes. Suddenly, she remembered standing in front of the class because of Gilbert. "No," she replied coldly. "I can never be your friend, Gilbert Blythe." Gilbert got angry. "All right then," he said. "I'll never ask you again, Anne Shirley." Anne walked home proudly, but she felt strangely sad and wanted to cry.